The hidden cost of untagged cloud resources. Untagged cloud resources aren't just a governance problem. They're a direct threat to cost accountability. Here's what unallocated spend actually costs your organization and how to fix it. Ask a FinOps team what percentage of their cloud spend is properly allocated to a business unit, team, or product, and the answer is rarely above 80%. For many organizations, it's closer to 60%. The gap, the portion of cloud spend that can't be attributed to anyone, is called unallocated spend, and it's almost entirely caused by untagged resources. This is not a minor accounting inconvenience. Unallocated spend is a governance failure with real financial consequences. It makes budgeting inaccurate, makes anomaly detection harder, and creates a structural incentive for engineering teams to not care about the cost of what they build. What tagging is and why it matters. Cloud resources, EC2 instances, S3 buckets, RDS databases, Lambda functions, are just APIs. They have no inherent organizational structure. A set of instances could belong to the payments team or the data engineering team or an intern's test environment. The cloud provider doesn't know and doesn't care. Tags are the mechanism for imposing organizational structure on cloud resources. A tag is a key value pair attached to a resource, team, payments, environment, production, cost center, 1042, product, checkout API. Tags are visible in the cost and usage report and can be used to filter, group, and allocate spend. Without tags, your cloud bill is a list of services, regions, and usage types with no organizational context. With tags, it becomes a cost breakdown by team, product, and environment, the format that actually enables financial management. The math on unallocated spend. The financial impact of unallocated spend is easier to quantify than most organizations realize. Consider a company with $500,000 per month in cloud spend and 30% unallocated, $150,000 a month that can't be attributed to any team or product. The direct costs, wasted spend, hidden in unallocated buckets. Idle resources, oversized instances, and forgotten environments are much easier to spot when spend is attributed. Unallocated spend is where waste hides. Industry benchmarks suggest that 15 to 25% of unallocated spend represents identifiable waste. On $150,000 a month unallocated, that's $22,500 than $37,500 a month in waste that is structurally invisible. Incorrect team budgets. If team budgets are set based on allocated spend only and 30% of actual spend is floating outside any budget, then every team's budget is understated. Finance is planning against 70% of reality. Accountability gaps. When no one owns a resource's cost, no one is motivated to optimize it. Untagged resources persist because there's no financial feedback loop connecting the decision to provision them with the ongoing cost of running them. Why resources go untagged? Understanding the root cause is necessary for fixing it. Untagged resources aren't the result of malice. They're the result of friction, no enforcement mechanism. If tagging is a policy but not a technical requirement, it will be skipped under time pressure. Engineers deploying a new service at 2 a.m. before a deadline will not stop to apply all required tags. The deployment will succeed either way. New resource types. When a team adopts a new AWS service, the tagging practice for that service may not be established yet. The first few deployments go untagged before someone realizes. Automated provisioning without tag inheritance, auto-scaling groups, Lambda functions spun up by services and resources created by third-party tools often don't inherit the tags of the parent resource. These orphaned resources can accumulate quickly. Historical resources, resources provisioned before tagging, was a priority may have never had tags applied. These are often long-running and represent significant spend, ambiguous ownership, shared infrastructure, networking, security tooling, shared data platforms, may genuinely be difficult to attribute to a single team. The ambiguity leads to no tag being applied rather than an imperfect one. fixing it, the policy side. Tagging governance has two components, policy and enforcement. Policy without enforcement is aspiration. Both are required. Define your tag taxonomy. Start with four mandatory tags that cover the most important dimensions: team or cost center, environment, production, staging, development, product or service, and owner, a named person or team email. Resist the urge to create a complex taxonomy up front. Start minimal and expand as you understand what you need. Document the expected values. Tags are only useful for allocation if the values are consistent. Team, payments, team, payments, and team, payments team are three different values that will appear as separate line items in cost reports. Publish a list of valid values for each mandatory tag and enforce them programmatically. Set cost center accountability. Every resource in a production environment should have a cost center tag that maps to a budget owner in finance. This creates the direct link between cloud spend and financial accountability that makes the tagging discipline worth maintaining. Fixing it. The enforcement side policy defines what tags are required. Enforcement makes them mandatory. AWS Service Control Policies, SCPs, can prevent resource creation if required tags are absent. This is the strongest form of enforcement. It's impossible to deploy a resource without the required tags because the API call will be rejected. This approach requires careful rollout, start in non-production accounts, build an exception process, but is the only reliable long-term solution. AWS config rules can flag resources that are missing required tags without blocking deployment. This is softer. It identifies non-compliance after the fact rather than preventing it. Useful as a stepping stone before SCP enforcement. Tag on create requirements in IAC. If your organization uses Terraform, CloudFormation, or CDK, tagging requirements can be enforced in the infrastructure as code templates. Resources provisioned outside of IAC are still a risk, but this catches the majority of new deployments. Retroactive tagging campaigns. For existing untagged resources, a structured remediation effort is necessary. Export the list of untagged resources from AWS Config or Cost Explorer. Attribute ownership through whatever context is available: account structure, resource names, creation dates, and apply tags systematically. This is labor-intensive but generally worth doing before attempting automated enforcement. The 90% rule perfect tagging is an unreachable standard. There will always be some shared infrastructure, some automated resources, and some historical gaps. The goal isn't 100% allocation, it's sufficient allocation to make cost management meaningful. The threshold that makes a real difference is around 90%. Once 90% of spend is tagged and allocated, the remaining 10% can be handled through proportional allocation, spreading it across teams based on their percentage of total tagged spend, without significantly distorting anyone's numbers. Below 80%, allocation data is too inaccurate to use for budget management. Between 80% and 90%, it's useful for trend analysis, but not for precise accountability. Above 90%, it becomes the operational tool it's meant to be. Track your allocation rate monthly. Organizations that measure it consistently tend to improve it. The visibility creates accountability for the gap. Cost Defender surfaces untagged spend as a first-class metric, helping you see exactly how much cost is unallocated and prioritize the tagging remediation work that will have the most financial impact.